5 Easy Ways to Create More Abundance. Many times people share with me that they have difficulties keeping their minds focused upon what they want rather than what they're experiencing. Does this sound familiar? For example, perhaps you want more money, but you aren't making very much. It seems as though most of the time you feel the lack of what you want, and sometimes intensely. In this situation, the way to create more of what you want would be to feel as though you have enough. And even more than enough. In order to feel that way, however, you have to be thinking that that's true, believing it's true, speaking as though it's true, acting as though it's true. And the conundrum for all of us is that that's pretty darned hard to feel that way when it's really clear that it isn't that way. And this is where what we focus upon comes into play. When we focus upon lack, we actually see more and more lack around us, and we feel as though that is all there is. On the other hand, when we focus upon abundance, we see more and more abundance, and we truly feel that that is what shows up in our lives. While it's obviously not as black and white as I painted above, our focus truly allows for more of what we want and don't want to show up in our lives. So here's the question. Upon which are you focusing your thoughts, conversations, feelings, attention, and beliefs? Because that is what will show up in your life. So how can we learn to focus better upon what it is we want? So here are 5 surefire ways to shift your focus to help you create more of what you want. And I'll continue with the example of abundance that I started above. Okay. Number 1, declare a moratorium on complaining about money or the lack thereof. Seriously, simply decide that you are not going to engage in this destructive type of conversation. If you want more money, you must begin to eliminate the complaining and feeling here about the lack of money that seems to exist. This includes complaining about the way your children spend their money, the way your spouse spends his or hers, the way your parents spend their money, the way your boss spends his or hers, the way your company spends its money, the way the government spends your tax dollars. Stop. Stop it. Just stop. Number 2, decide to look for the abundance that already exists in your life, because it does exist everywhere. Even if you don't make enough right now, even if you're in debt, even if you can't see a way out of the financial problem you have, even if, it doesn't matter. You have abundance, I promise. If you only have one pair of shoes, you have abundance. If you have a place to sleep at night, you have abundance. If you have food to eat, you have abundance. And if you start from that place of knowing, you will really begin to see all of the abundance that you have. Number 3, be grateful for what you have. Now that you've seen what you have, begin to say thank you to the universe, to God, to the divine, to spirit, to that high loving energy that flows through each and every one of us. Saying thank you will place you in an open-hearted, receptive space, which allows more abundance to flow in. Number 4, share what you have with someone else. There's nothing that says I am abundant like sharing your abundance with another. When you do this, you truly get in your body that you have enough, because when you share, you are being the flow of abundance. You are being abundance. And when you are being something, you see it show up in your life over and over and over again. Number 5, declare your abundance. If you want the divine to speak to you or to hear you, you must speak your faith, not just think it, although that's where it begins. Speak it. I am abundant. I have abundance. I feel abundance. I have what I need. I have the wealth I need, and I can create all the wealth I want. Okay, I realize that last one takes a little bit of faith to say, doesn't it? And that's the point. Speak your faith into being over and over and over and over again. Most people think that they only need to say something once or twice, and then they get discouraged when it doesn't show up right away. No, babe. This is an ongoing refocusing of your thoughts, your words, your beliefs, your feelings. Consider it a retraining, if you will. Speak it to everyone. Sometimes, by the way, that takes courage. And you may feel like you're lying. Do it anyway. But first of all, speak it to yourself. Okay, your action steps. Number one, say to yourself in the mirror, I am abundant, and see how this feels. Practice it at least 2 times a day. Practice it when you brush your teeth. Practice it when you wash your hands. Truly feel its truth because you are abundant. Number two, stop complaining. Today, just do it. Number three, write down 5 things you're grateful for and have abundance with every single day for 1 week and see how you feel. Pretty great, I'm sure. And have fun with it. Until next time, this is Reverend Ann Perswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Have a wonderful day.